First, I want to thank you for the warm welcome ever since being assigned here a few months ago, whether emails or messages. So thank you for that. With praying with this weekend, no one was coming, and of giving a introduction, if you will, so three things come to mind that I want to do here this morning. To give a quick introduction, to give a paradox that we hear in the gospel today, and then two promises. So first, a brief introduction. I'm from Elwood, Illinois, born and raised in Elwood, Illinois, so a couple towns west, depending on how you count, right? You've got Manhattan and then Elwood. So I grew up on a hog farm there in Elwood. Grandma and grandpa had 12 kids and 8 boys, and they farm on the farm, still do to this day. And I think it was my first conversation with Father Dindo on the phone after I got assigned here, appointed here at St. Mary's. The very first thing he asked me on the phone is, "Mark, do you like dogs?" And before I even had a chance to answer that, he said, "I have 3. And as I told him, and you have to understand, Father Dindo, with growing up on a hog farm, a lot of them, 15,000 pigs, about 100 born every day, I'm conditioned to think in such a way that when I see an animal, I think food. But I told him he doesn't have to worry, because when I see his dogs, I think, not enough meat." Like many of you, I grew up going to Mass entire life. I did, with my family, twin sister, brother who's a year older, and then a younger sister. But for me, it was very much going through the motions, staring at the wall, staring at the ceilings, being bored out of my mind. I kept a lot of things above God. First commandment is to love God alone, not have false idols. I had many. The main one was sports. You name the sport, I played it. If I wasn't playing it, I was watching it. Really, any Chicago team, as long as it wasn't the White Sox. But yeah, it's a tough crowd here. Tough crowd. But very much going through the motions, like I said, especially, you know, through high school, of like feeling lacking something, missing something. It was my junior year in high school where I opened up my Bible that I had there. It hadn't really opened up ever on my own before to read, and opened up to the Gospel of John. And that day, my heart was pierced, and I'm realizing that God knew me, that he had a plan for my life. It began a time of reorientating things in my life, and to be sure, there was a lot of things that needed to be reorientated at that time. I ended up going to college at Olivet Nazarene University in Bourbonnais. I studied accounting, and I grew a lot of my relationship with Jesus there at Olivet, with Protestant evangelical friends. With those friends, I was challenged a lot of my Catholic faith, to the point where I thought Mary, the saints, the Eucharist, it was all bogus. It's not needed. I told my parents junior year in college that I can't be Catholic anymore. Long story how that all transpired, but to be sure, of course, I remained Catholic and discovered the truth of the church, of studying the church fathers. After graduating from Olivet, I took a position with FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, where I was a missionary for 2 years at the University of Nebraska, evangelizing college students. And that's where I heard the call to be a priest. As I heard it, I ran from it. It scared me to death. I thought if I was to be a priest, I was going to be lonely, bored, and miserable. I didn't want to be lonely, bored, and miserable. So I ran the other way. I was in a relationship at the time. The Lord kept pursuing me. I just finished the best 3 years of my life at Our Lady of Mercy Catholic Church in Aurora. As I told them bye last weekend, I say hello to you. Not with a paradox. Christianity is filled with paradoxes. We heard one last week, remember, in the gospel. Jesus said, if you want to find your life, you must lose it. You want to find your life, you got to give your life away. We hear another paradox in the gospel today from Jesus' mouth. He says, come to me, all who are labored and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. If you have a pulse here this morning, then you're labored and you feel heavy burdened. If not right now at this moment, wait a week or wait a month, because life is hard. Life is filled with pain and suffering. It's just part and parcel to be alive. And not just physical. Jesus isn't just talking about physical. He's not talking about physical labor or rest, but he's talking on the level of the heart. Feeling lonely or desolate, isolated, confused, feeling that God is miles and miles away. So Jesus, to be sure, is speaking to every one of us here this morning. If you are labored and if you are burdened, come to me and find rest in me. I read that, I'm like, that sounds great. Like, where do I sign up for that? How do I make that practically happen in my life? And here's where Jesus goes on. He says, well, take this yoke, in other words, this giant piece of wood, and place it on your shoulders. That's how you're going to take rest in me. That's not a normal way to offer somebody rest. You're tired? You need rest? Here's 2 5-gallon buckets of water. Now come walk with me. But that's what Jesus is doing here. It's what he's saying. He's continuing the image of the cross that we heard again last weekend. What was it? If you wish to be my disciple, take up your cross and follow me. Bear the cross that's required to be a disciple. To go all in. To lose the life. So going back to that room, to when I was in the room there, junior year in high school, when I turned off the game and I opened up the Bible to read the scriptures, what happened that night was Jesus broke into my life. Like, I met a person. I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, an encounter with a person, Jesus. And when that happens, it changes everything. Problem is how many of us grew up, how I grew up, thinking that Christianity is just about following a set of rules. Maybe grew up in the church or religious education. Here's a set of rules. Here's the Ten Commandments. Follow these. But at its core, as Pope Benedict oftentimes said, Christianity is not an ethical code or something to follow. At the core, Christianity is a love affair with a person, Jesus Christ. And without that, there's no paradox. Like, it's just a burden. Here it is. Have fun trying to follow this. So Jesus is always inviting us into a deeper union with him, deeper intimacy. With it, it's light. As John Paul II would say, that's when life really begins. And when we have union with Christ. But we oftentimes kind of live in this mode, and again, like I said, like I did most of my life, yeah, I believe in God, but I don't really believe that he can have an impact on my day-to-day life. He's just kind of up there. Yeah, I go to Mass. I maybe jump through the hoops that I know I need to jump through in order to be considered a good Catholic. More and more people in our world today, too, it's, yeah, I believe in God. If you were to poll Americans right now, 75% say that they believe in God. 68% say they believe that Jesus is God. But believing in God and believing that Jesus is God can be a far cry of taking Jesus' yoke upon our shoulders and walking with him and giving him our life, being a disciple. And he wants us to be all in, to give him everything. And that's what it is. It costs us everything to go all in. And that what he requires of us, to surrender completely. So 2 promises here to end. One for me and one I think the Lord wants to remind us of. First promise is to know that, like, what you're getting in me is not somebody, is not a priest that has 20, 30 years of experience. I've been a priest for just 3 years, so I'm still wet behind the ears. I still got a lot to learn. But what you are getting in me is somebody who loves Jesus, and I love talking about him. Because I'm convinced that the world is crying out because it's hurting, primarily because it does not know him. And there's nothing more important, I'm convicted that there's nothing more important than first ourselves and leading others to a life-changing encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. And so the hope is that I come here working with Father Dindo and others here on staff, as that we just do that. We become a light, that St. Mary's becomes even a greater light than it already is, to be a beacon of hope for all those in this community and these subdivisions here who don't know him, in Mokena and New Lenox and Orland and Tinley Park, that this place becomes more and more of a beacon of hope that points to him who is the answer and who is the antidote to a world that's hurting and it's crying out. Secondly, the promise I think that the Lord wants us to remember here this morning. Paul, in our second reading, is writing to the Romans. He's writing to the Christians in Rome, in the early church. In other words, he's speaking to those who are baptized. In other words, he's speaking to us here this morning. And he simply is reminding them of the Spirit that's in them as a result of their baptism. Oftentimes just waiting to be called upon and invoked to be stirred up. Because if you're like me in any way, at times we have a way just to coaxing along and forgetting that the Spirit's in us. And elsewhere in Romans chapter 5, where Paul talks about the Father's promise is, when we call upon him and we ask the Spirit to come in, he always comes. Always. But we've got to ask, and we got to be with him daily in prayer, so as to grow in holiness, to grow in sanctification. So as I was in that room that night, my junior year in high school, watching the Cubs game, not a thought in the world, and Jesus broke into my life, he was there just knocking on the door of my heart. The same is the case this morning. Right now, he is knocking on the door of every one of our hearts, wanting to come in deeper. And so let us ask him to simply invite him in right now in this time of silence. Simply saying, maybe some of us this morning, like, I don't even know if he's real. Dare him to come in and break into life. Lord, if you're real, come in right now in a life-changing way. Lord, give me the rest that only you can give.